15rounds.com here with former amateur great, world champion, Olympic gold medalist, Mark Breland. Mark, you now serve as a trainer and work for Deontay Wilder, who was a heavyweight prospect, surprisingly got a bronze medal in the 2008 Olympics. You know, many people think he's raw right now, still has a lot to do, especially in terms of building up his body. Assess Deontay where he is right now and where you think he could be.
I mean, you know, he is raw. I mean, he's, you know, kind of green, on the green side. But, I mean, you know, he's learning. He's in a learning process right now. He's doing pretty, he's doing good. He's doing well right now. You know, some, you know, people talk about, you know, well, he's not fighting tougher, you know, tough guys yet. But, you know, he's in a learning process. So, but he's learning and things are coming together. So right now, you know, he's 10-0. And he's looking much better. He's coming, you know, we're going to start, you know, picking him up just a little bit. And, and I think, you know, by next year this time, you know, he'll be, you know, he'll be a household name.
You know, you talk about this learning process. Since he has been moved a little bit slow and he did not have a big amateur background, how long do you think the quote-unquote learning process will be before he perhaps steps up, you know, maybe faces a gatekeeper, a little bit tougher fight than the guys he's been facing so far, most of them who he's been getting out of there fairly quickly?
Well, I mean, I understand, you know, because, you know, like I said, well, it's the thing, like you said, you know, he has very limited amateur fights. So we have to really, you know, work on, I mean, I'm training him a lot, so, and then still working on jabs, distance. And, you know, as a fighter, you know, when you're a fighter and you've been out there for a while, you know, there's a whole lot of different things that you can pick up quick. You know, but he got out there at a fairly, well, about 20 years old. He's fairly old, you know, so it'll take him a little bit longer to pick it up. But right now, I think I look at him as, you know, I give him 10 more good fights where, you know, he can start picking up a little bit.
No, you're widely considered the greatest amateur boxer ever, you know, or at least the greatest American amateur fighter ever. There are a lot of great guys from Cuba now, you know, guys that are phenomenal amateurs that come on to good at the pros, such as Guillermo Ringadiao, Yuriorkis Gamboa, Alvinair Solis, etc. How do you feel these guys are, you know, compared to the competition they may face in Cuba, possibly, you know, do you feel that they might be on your level in terms of their amateur record, and when people speak that they might be other amateur greats on your level? Do you feel that's disrespectful, or do you feel that maybe they really are on your level in terms of their amateur careers?
Well, I think as an amateur, you know, the amateurs today is very different. You know, everything is, just, you know, everything is quick, fast, and the point system is terrible to me. But as far as them comparing them to me, I wouldn't say. I mean, I would say that normally the Cuban fighters are very tough, you know, but you don't see the technicians like they used to be. You just see guys coming out, throwing punches, banging guys out.
A lot of people considered your career a bust, even though you were a two-time world champion, Olympic gold medalist. Do you feel that it is unfair that some people said your career was unsatisfactory just because of how phenomenal you were in the amateurs? Or do you feel that maybe you could have done more with your pro career, or are you satisfied as a two-time world champion?
How many people could say they was a two-time world champion? That's the bottom line. I mean, you know, to do what I've done, you know, how many people could say they've done what I mean, you know, if I can go back and change something, I would.
Right.
So everything I set out to do, I did. And whether they feel that, oh, it wasn't good or whatever, but I set out to do what I set out to do, I did. How many people could say they set out to do something and they did it?
Amen to that.
And did it great.
Now, a little bit later tonight, New Yorker Mean Joe Green, who I'm sure you've crossed paths with in the gym or whatnot, will be taking on Vonis Matarossian. How much do you know about Mean Joe Green, and what do you think about him coming into this fight as an unbeaten New Yorker who had a lot of hype behind him before some inactivity issues?
Well, Joe Green, you know, he's a tough guy, you know, tough fighter. He's a fairly good boxer. They're trying to get him to punch him, but, you know, see him, trying to turn him into a puncher.
The kid is fighting.
The guy's fighting. He's a pretty good fighter. So, Joe's got a really, very aggressive. And he's got, he's got a, he's either got a box. This kid comes out banging. You know, now, you know, you gotta, you know, go back to boxing.
Right.
You know, try to bang with a banger.
What do you think about the main event tonight? Miguel Cotto's taken a couple rough beatings. He's moving up in weight where he might not be able to wrestle as effectively, you know, in terms of getting on the inside and working the body when he has it 40 and 47. He's facing Yuri Foreman, who's unbeaten, world champion, coming off a good victory. Another New York guy. Assess the main event.
I like, you know, honestly, I like Yuri in his fight. Yuri's a good boxer. He's got good movement. He's not a puncher, not at all. But Cotto, you know, he's not great with a lot of boxes. You know, he throws a lot of wide punches, you know. He looks for a knockout. And, you know, when you got guys who are looking for a knockout, normally when you look for one, you don't get it.
Right.
And so, and, you know, by the time, you know, he comes around, you know, trying to catch him, he might be tired out by then.
In a sport filled with notorious characters, Mark Breland always remains one of the classiest people in pro boxing. Anything in closing?
No, I'm just having a good time, man. I just want people to remember me as a good person, regardless of the boxing.
Former two-time world champion, amateur great, and Olympic gold medalist, Mark Breland. Thank you.